What's up? This is Austin Rogers, better known as A-Rog. I'm a senior here at Alabama State University, and I'm also a basketball player. And this is my show. Today I have with me one of my favorite videographers, rappers. He does everything. I mean, he does everything in the book. The jack of all trades, Mr. J. Norm. What's up?
What's up with you, man?
How you feeling, boy?
Feeling good this morning. How about y'all?
I'm good.
Appreciate y'all for bringing me on here today.
But before we get into anything, I want to start it off by saying my top five songs that I listen to through the week. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw this at you. I'm going to see what you do. I'm going to name my five, and then you're going to have to name your five.
All right.
So, my top five songs I listen to through the week are, one, Play With Your Children by Fredo Santana and Gucci Mane. Two, Zone 6 by Gucci Mane. Three, Medellin by Young Scooter and Shy Glizzy. Four, Work by Gucci Mane and Young Scooter. And five, Trap Life, the whole mixtape by Dobie.
Oh yeah, I've been bumping that too, like the whole week. So like, you talking about this whole week, I've been bumping.
It could be, you know what I'm saying, it could be however long, just five songs that you'll go to.
That
don't get, five songs that don't get old.
Something to Prove, Too Hard, y'all with that on my butt. That get hard. Then, you know, I've been bumping that Perfect Time by J-Norm. Y'all gonna get a tape, J-Norm booming out right now on all platforms.
Okay.
I've been bumping my boy D's and stuff, man, my boy Bean. Free my boy Bean, man, you know what I'm saying? I've been bumping, who else I've been listening to heavy? I've been bumping that Young, but I've been bumping that Roddy Ricch too.
Oh, yeah,
shout out Roddy Ricch, number one album, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's who I've really been listening to, for real.
Well, let's talk about that. So, like, I hear you talk about rappers, and I know you do, like, a lot of different things, like I said before. So, like,
yeah. What
do you have more of a passion for? Like, do you have more of a passion for, like, shooting videos, rapping? I don't know if you produce anything.
It's kind of evening out a little bit now. Like, at first, it was just like, I'm just going to take pictures, do videos, a little bit.
Yeah. Photography, too. Yeah. I forgot you did.
Then I got to, like, okay, I can rap a little bit, too, play around with. I be in the studio with them all the time, so might as well, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like now I'm shooting videos, like, heavy at this point. So it's like, I just try to take. So it's like, I'm finding my balance now. So it's just like, really just trying to get better in everything.
So talk about that tape. Like, where did that come from? Like, what did you put into it?
Well, it started out as like just going to vent, you know what I'm saying? Really just on the song. Nothing too serious. Like, just having fun, you know, playing around with it, you know what I'm saying? Might as well. And it sounded like straight. Like, no mastering, no nothing.
You even got it mixed and all that.
It sounded straight. You know, I asked like people, like, what you think about it? Like, it sounds straight. They were like, yeah, sound cool. You should keep going. I was just going, you know, just chill on it.
I know that,
you know. But I was like, might as well just try again, just see how something else going to sound. Then one song turned to three songs, about six songs. And I just had them sitting in my drive. I was like, might as well just release it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I got something coming for y'all this year.
Yeah, because I heard, like, I think it was some rapper. I think it might have been, like, Lil Reese or somebody. He was like, once you release that first song, and then you see it actually like, I think it was Young Nudie.
Yeah.
He was like, once you release that first song, then it like turns out straight.
Yeah.
You just start putting more and more out. Then you look up, you turn to a workhorse in the studio, thinking about something. Always
just like, I did like my first video, you know what I'm saying? It just felt funny being on the other side, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that was tough.
That was pretty tough. That perfect time, man. I love that video.
It was produced by Trey the Great.
Oh yeah, Trey the Great. Shout out to Trey the Great. He shot it too.
Yeah, he's tough.
That boy hard. Trey shout out my brother Trey the Great.
Yeah. So what are some like producers that you work with?
I work with Trey the Great, Shock on the beat. Shout out to my brother Shock. Hard. I got some cooking up. I'm finna cook up with Twin Beats. Shout out to Twin Beats. Who else? Kaz want to swing. Shout out to my brother Kaz. It's a lot of producers I want to lock in with, you know what I'm saying? So,
what about some artists that you know, might want to collab with on a song or collab with, like, shooting a video for?
Really, just all Montgomery artists. Like, all Alabama artists, just feel free to hit me up. Like, because they're like, as a state, I feel like we already kind of behind, you know what I'm saying?
Even though, like,
we coming. Yeah. But I feel like we been talented. Like, I feel like they been. For the heaven since Dope, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Dope B back in the day. So it's like, it's good to see that now. So I'm just trying to, like, everybody get on. You know what I'm saying? Everybody get on their way. Let's all eat. You feel me?
Yeah. So, what's the guy that you want to collaborate with? A guy that's in the industry that you want to collaborate with for shooting the music video for him?
I like Dirt, you know what I'm saying?
Lil Dirt?
Yeah, I shoot something with Dirt, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dirt.
Yeah.
You hear this, man, hit my phone, that do something.
Yeah, I like Dirt. Dirt's tough. Dirt's
tough. Oh, I do like Meek too, though, you know what I'm saying?
Meek Mill?
Yeah, Meek Mill. I know the vibe is crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so what's your relationship with 9-5 Pope? For those of you who don't know, 9-5 Pope.
Oh, that's my brother right there, man. Shout out 9-5 Pope. Hey, he just dropped at 9-5 Pope, you know what I'm saying? He going crazy right now.
Yeah, that's tough, because I looked up and I saw y'all collaborate on a video. I was like, okay, like that.
Shout out 9-5 Pope.
Yeah, so
too hard.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. Like, tell me about your upbringing. You're from Montgomery, right?
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about that, and like, cause I know you used to play sports. I know everybody around here pretty much knows you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So talk about that a little.
Well, yeah, I grew up in Montgomery, man. My first love, you really know me, was basketball.
You're like AI. You used to be like little AI. Like, he had the handles.
I was crazy on basketball. Shoot. Like, swear I thought I was going to the league. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't turned out to be 6'5", you know what I'm saying? 6'6", like I playing, so. But for real, though, it was cool, though. I played Brew Breaker in junior high school, played with JD, you know what I'm saying? Nothing like the competition. It was crazy, man. AAU played with Alabama Force. We was ranked, like, number 6 in the nation at one point. Played against, like, some players that's in NBA now, like Thon Maker and who else I played against? All type of people in the NBA right now. Devin Booker, you know what I'm saying? He played with the Challenge. Shout out them boys, so yeah.
So, like, I know, like, when people say, well, I know for a fact, because I can see it, because, you know, I see talent around here, and I see how hard it is for guys to blow up. Like how DA just got signed, he make a DA.
Yeah.
And it took him all those years, even
shout
though he had,
hit.
Like, yeah, shout out to Hit. Even though he had a big buzz, it's like, is it as difficult for videographers to blow up, or is it a little bit easier, or, you know?
To me, it's like that slow grind, for real. It's like, for my personal journey, like, it's like, okay, it's just about being consistent, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of people that in this lane, it's a lot of people that's coming up every day that's picking up a camera every day, you know what I'm saying, trying to do the same thing. So, like, you got to be creative. You got to have a reason what's going to make you special. So, you know, you got to, I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, I mean, I understand what you're saying, though.
Cause, you got to cut that out.
You know, it's all good.
Yeah, yeah.
Take a break.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you
take a break,
smooth. All right, we're back with Jay Norm. So, Jay, so what direction do you think that the Montgomery rap scene is headed?
Oh, we on the come up, like.
Not even just Alabama, just Montgomery.
Yeah, not even we, you know what I'm saying? Like the generation even younger than me, like them boys spin,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like
Lil Sane and Lil Boy.
Yeah.
Like them boys on there, like
that Paul George.
Okay. Them boy hard, shout out them boy.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Cause you know, I felt like there was a phase, probably like what year was that? Like around 2012. When Dopey was alive and right after he died, we're like the Montgomery scene was going up. Like,
yeah,
you had all types of guys.
Balls,
Junior Boss.
Trent Cole going crazy. OG, everybody was going crazy.
Urban OG, everybody. CBM was turning up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but are you a big podcast guy?
I like podcasts. Would I do my own? Yeah, I think I would.
I feel like you would. Because I saw, I was on your YouTube page, and I saw you had you had a video up there, and you were just pretty much, like, talking about your life. And
oh,
it was, like,
yeah,
edited.
Yeah.
I like how it was edited, though. Me and my brother were talking about it. Shout out, Steve.
Yeah,
me and my brother were talking about it. I was like, man, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bigger picture. That's, like, my own little like show on YouTube, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like.
Like a day in the life type thing.
Yeah, yeah. I just did like 3 episodes so far that I got out. This is like showing you like how I got in the game, you know, mm-hmm. where I come from. You know, pretty much what we've been talking about, mm-hmm. you know, how I got in the camera, all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, when was the first time you actually picked up a camera?
Probably like summer 2016. I'll never forget it. I picked it up, went to a party. Video still on my Twitter. Called it was Swain Party. Shout out to Swain. I put called the Party Pack, man. Just shot the video. Shout out the footage and I put it together.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on Twitter and it was like
it was going.
People were like retweeting it. Like that my first thing I ever put together. So like that was cool.
I think the first time I ever saw any piece of work that you did was when I never forget it. It was when it was at my place. It was a concert at my place.
Yeah.
And it was Hood Rich Pablo One.
Yeah.
Man, and he was singing We Don't Love Him. It was going up. I thought that was so live.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's like what a good videographer does. Like, he sort of like with music videos, concerts, all that, he makes you like want to be there. And that's like the job of
him. Oh, yeah. For sure.
That's pretty cool, though. But for those of you who don't know, Justin is actually my cousin. He's my first cousin.
Real blood ties it is, man.
Yeah, man. And I just, you know, the thing that stands out to me about you is I keep on talking about the filmography because that's like, because, you know, with rappers, there are rappers. Yeah, rappers who produce their music as well. And I feel like that, like, stands out when you have, like, just different talents and different specific talents. That's, you know, something that I feel like isn't very common.
Oh, yeah.
Especially to do it at, like, a high level like you do.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate that.
So, your major's communications, right?
Yeah.
So, what's your concentration in that?
Public relations.
Okay. Yeah. So, you, you a pretty nice figure?
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I just...
You a people person?
To a certain extent, yeah.
To a certain extent? What does that mean?
I feel like, I don't know, these days people so fake, man.
Yeah.
You gotta really watch who you put your trust in. But, like, for the people, for the most part who I come across, like, be genuine love, you know.
So, have you ever had, like, run-ins with people, like you said, people are fake? You ever had, like, instances with people that you've been working with, like trying to shoot for or something like that, or collab with, that you just been like, man, something not right about that?
I will say all money ain't good money.
Why like, you say that?
So, like, just because, you know, this person might want to shoot with me, you know what I'm saying? And he come with a lot, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's trying to underpay me or trying to have me out there for 6 hours and still trying, you know what I'm saying, not give me what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or he trying to lowball me, like, that's like the stuff I don't really like right there. Like, you need to got it or you don't, what I'm asking for.
Yeah.
Or you can just go to somebody else. And I ain't even high like that, so
that's
what I'm just like, nah.
Yeah. Because I can see you, like, slowly building your clientele. Because I personally like to see that. When I see J Norm Productions at the beginning of a music video, I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Just like with, it's just certain things that just stick with you. Like, whenever I look at a music video, I see, like, Jerry PH Productions.
Yeah.
I see that.
AZA Productions.
Production. Like, the little, like, jungle, whatever it calls it. I was like, okay.
Like, AZA was one of the first ones, like, I seen when I was still hooping. Mm-hmm. I used to watch Cheeky Dumb videos. Like, man, like, Cheeky Dumb turned, but, like, who's shooting the video? Like, he turned, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I was thinking about that a couple of days ago. Because I'm a big music, like, if you watch my Instagram stories, all I do is just sit up and watch music videos. Like, it could be any type of music video. And I'm the type, like, if I just watch MTV and a bunch of music videos, you know how they have, like, the little black playlist and a bunch of random music videos pop up? I listen to 100 songs, I'm going to probably end up liking, like, 80 of them just off the music video.
Yeah.
So that goes a long way. But I don't know. I love the edits, though. That's something that stands out to me.
Oh, yeah. So,
where you plan on, what's your next move?
Man, I really want to drop, like, clothing line. Like, I kind of already did it, not necessarily. I draw, like, my shirts, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I got, like, another type of apparel I want to drop. But I was looking into that clothing line. I ain't gonna lie, like, Nipsey really inspired me with that clothing line. Like, really, like, taking it for real, for real. Like, that's something you really, like, can like change the world with, you know, just the slogan, you know what I'm saying? The marathon continues, like,
yeah,
that's
like
something that's gonna be
meaning.
Forever, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That don't mean just close, like, that's like something forever, like, and that's just something he left, so that's just something, like, no, I wanna do, feel me?
Yeah, and it has like a deeper meaning, especially since, like, you know what I'm saying, he's passed, R.I.P. Nipsey.
R.I.P. Nip, man.
It's like, man. And you know, even for a guy like me, because I'm not gonna sit up here and like act like I'm just the biggest Nipsey Hussle fan.
I ain't the biggest Nipsey Hussle fan, but I was like, as far as his business wise, I always like watch his interview. I've seen every interview before he passed, like everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? I always kept in touch with him. Like, he wasn't one of my favorite rappers, but for like one of my hustlers, like to watch. He's like definitely like on the top list, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like personally, like when I look at interviews, I can like somebody out there interview just by how they saw it. Like you can tell pretty much when somebody's like a cool dude.
Yeah.
And Nipsey Hussle, I used to watch his Breakfast Club interviews.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, man, he's a pretty cool guy.
Oh, yeah,
but
I never
just sat down and listened to his music, but I always thought. It's a couple guys like that, like Stunner for Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
I don't listen to Stunner, but if I see Stunner, I'll be like, what up, Stunner?
Yeah, I ain't really been bumping Stunner like that. He just dropped an album. I ain't really get a chance to listen to it that day for real, but, like, yeah, he got good energy, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Energy.
So, it make you want to listen to him. Like, let me go see what he's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, with the clothing line thing, I was listening to Kanye talk about that. He was like, yeah, man, some people just have a gift for it. Like, they say it's like a knack for it.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's a hit or a miss.
Like,
it can't really be no between, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm like. It's just an experiment for me. Like, if I do it, if it go crazy, it's cool. If I do it, if it, you know, fail, I ain't tripping, you know what I'm saying? Just
I was having a...
Gotta experiment with stuff.
Yeah, and you gotta go all out with it, too.
Yeah, so like, you know what I'm saying?
Scary money don't make money.
That's it.
Cause I was talking to my dad about that the other day. He was like, yeah, man. Like, if it's something I do, I'm going to go all the way with it.
Oh, shout out to Uncle Steve.
Yeah, shout out to Steve. But he was like, if it's something I'm doing, I'm going to go all the way with it.
Yeah.
He was like, man, I sit up thinking about scouts. Maybe I could have done this. Maybe I could have scouted this better. But at the end of the day,
if I know results.
I did my best, I can go to sleep with that.
You know what I'm saying? You got to live with the results. Like,
you got to live with it. And that's a part of being a man.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So, yeah, man. what do you think about... Let's talk about a little bit, like, relationship-wise. Let's try to transition over to that.
Okay.
How do you feel about best friends and relationships? Like, the opposite, like, gender? Because I've been hearing this question a lot. People have been, like, I put a little poll on Instagram, or a little question thing on Instagram. Because I've been getting a lot of flack for it, but I put a question poll on Instagram about what people think. Like, what do you think about having a best friend of the opposite gender? Shout out, Tito.
I mean, I think, me personally, I don't think it's a problem. I think it's, like, certain boundaries that shouldn't, you know what I'm saying, be crossed over. Like, your best friend should never know what's going on in your relationship.
Mm.
Like, never. That's, like, number one, like,
gotta keep the house door closed.
Yeah, good, bad, you know what I'm saying? You can tell the good stuff, but, like, of course, everybody know bad stuff going on in your relationship. Like, everything just not going to be good every day.
Mm.
But they ain't they business, you know what I'm saying? No. Like, for they know, you know, when you around company or whatever, just make sure they don't know, you know, it ain't no bad vibes or we ain't at each other right now. That's the biggest thing.
And speaking of which, I'm sure, like, you know, with you blowing up slowly and slowly, I'm sure people, you know, you have some people that aren't in your best interest, and I'm sure some of them are females who might not be unattractive. So how is that? Like, how do you handle all that? You know, I don't know if you're in a relationship or not, but I know.
I'm in a relationship. Shout out to Boss by Bree Nails, man. Y'all go get y'all nails bossed up with my girl, man. But, what was the question?
Like, how do you, like, deal with, like,
females? Oh, what attract the woman, like, being around attracted women. I mean, it's pretty much easy. Like, I always, like, no, and I ain't being cocky now, but like, I always got girls, like, when I was even young, you know what I'm saying? Like, fine girls, so it's like, it ain't never really been nothing to do no extra to get no girl, or, you know. Then I'm a photographer, so, like, I shoot naked girls, like, all the time, like.
Oh, I got a question about that. Do you ever think there are guys who just, like, I don't want to say pose as photographers, but sort of pose as photographers, just to, like, shoot girl, like.
Yeah, yes. Too many of y'all. Y'all need to stop that.
It's taking your business, huh?
Too many of y'all, man. Yeah, I'll be having these girls strip, man, just trying to see them, man, just to take pictures. And like y'all trying to take pictures. Y'all need to start that.
Yeah, man, that's some good stuff. So like in Montgomery, for somebody who doesn't know, how would you describe it to them?
The trenches. Like you really gotta be built for it or you gonna get ate up, like for real, for real. Like it's so easy to fall waistline. Like so easy. I got so many, you know, people we grew up with.
Yeah.
So many people
just went left.
That they went their way, and some people that went, you know, that way. Like, and I was close with both of them, you know what I'm saying? So it was like.
My brother and I were actually having a conversation about that. He was like, it's funny because, like, when you're smaller, everybody pretty much, like, hoops. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, Bell Road wide. And, like, everybody's pretty much, like, over there, you know what I'm saying? Hooping. And then, like, every year, like, a couple people like go away, like a couple people start hooping, you know what I'm saying?
That's how it be. Like, as you get older, everybody start knowing their own little thing, you know. They go finna go smoke, they go to a club, you know what I'm saying? Or finna business to the point, like, you really gotta love it to stay with it, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I ain't start hooping because I ain't love it no more. It just, the situation was just like, man. I might as well just start something new. Might as well.
Yeah. New things are always good, though.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, you don't never know until you try. Like, I'm big on that. Like, I'm going to try. I try anything. Anything that I think I want to do, I try. Like, I ain't going to sit on it. I say that. I ain't going to say I try anything.
So, what's something that you've been, like, something that you've sort of always wanted to do, but you... You know what I'm saying? It might be with entertainment. It might be with anything.
Oh, I want to drop a movie. Like, that's, like, one of my big milestones. Like, I kind of got, like, a script already kind of wrote up. Not quite, but I want to drop that, like, soon. Like, maybe we in 2020 now. Maybe, like, summer 2022.
What would it be? Like, what would it be about?
That's what I'm kind of working on, not like the plot, like, because I don't want it to be just typical or just something you see every day, you know. I want to, like, actually, like, stick when you see it. You be like, man, I got to watch this again. And
some things I've noticed is, like, usually with, like, videographers, like, some of those movies are, like, some of the best movies. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because it's, like, in a way, it's not, like, gritty, but it's, like, sort of...
Yeah.
You know, it's not mainstream.
It ain't Hollywood.
Yeah, it's not Hollywood. So it's like, you know, you get a real spill. Yeah, yeah. And it's like stuff that you don't have to necessarily edit nothing. Now, I don't know if you've seen 5-0. You know what I'm saying? It's like underground, like those Detroit films, like buffed up, all that.
Yeah,
it's like those are some of the best movies
because
it's just.
Good, like, movies. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
Guys aren't getting paid $1 million to act, but they still.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you go to Hollywood, like to Hollywood, it just be like you gotta have a certain budget. Like, I ain't got that. I ain't got 100 million like Bad Boys to make stuff blow up and all that. I ain't got that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got that.
Cars flipping
shot
over.
Bad Boy. That two turned. The third one two turned. You feel me?
So you a movie guy?
Oh yeah, I love movies. Like,
what's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie. I give you my top five.
Top five.
Top five. No, it's no order.
Okay.
Man's Society.
Okay. I like that.
I'm going to throw all the house parties in there.
Hey, house parties, my favorite.
All the house parties. All the Fridays, of course. They got to get in there, you know. You could just put the first one in there if I had to choose one. But, that's three. Paid in Full. That's probably number one, maybe. Paid in Full, probably. What's the next one? Of course, you got like your boys in the hood. Like, it's so many other movies like Scarface and
New Jack City.
There's so many movies, bro. Like, but them, like, I could watch them all day. Like, them first four, my name for sure.
It's funny that you said Paid in Full because when I think of Paid in Full, I think about the conversation we had earlier. About like guys that I don't listen to, but I can vibe with. And Cameron is definitely one of those.
Like,
Killer Cam. Shout out to Killer Cam. Killer Cam is live. And I've never, like, I don't like his music.
But I mean, me personally, like, that's what something I always noticed when I was younger. Like, watching like these movies, seeing these rappers in these movies.
Yeah.
And just being like, man, he rap, man, he act. And just really like diving in and looking like, okay, how did he really get into this acting? How did he really, like, you know, and seeing like how Ice Cube came from NWA to Rain Friday. Like, mm-hmm. how you get there, you know?
Yeah.
It's just being creative, like, trying it. Like, he ain't know what to try. He just would have just stayed a rapper. Like, or Dr. Dre would have just stayed making beats. He wouldn't have owned Apple right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you got to like, take risks, you feel me?
Yeah, and, like, he, And the thing about it is it doesn't, like, necessarily happen overnight. Because I was looking at some of, like, the first takes Ice Cube when he, like, went to, like, I guess, practice, rehearse for Boys in the Hood, whatever. Yeah. It was horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't there. Like, it wasn't there.
But then when you see the movie, you be like, man.
Yeah, you be like, man, you think Ice Cube been acting. Like, that's what I just, like.
And when I look back at 90s movies, I be like, man, I sort of wish it was like that now. Like, just how the vibes were.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, like. The 90s movies, the vibe was just so authentic. Like, mm-hmm. it wasn't just everybody. It just seemed like, but I like the new movies too, though. I like the new movies. Like, all new directors, like Jordan Peele and there's a lot of dope directors right now that's killing it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I just feel like with those 90s vibes, it's just like, I don't know. It seemed like it was just so much like more fun back then.
Yeah,
like when I watched House Party, like the first House Party. Like that's a classic.
Yeah, yeah. It really just make you like want to jump back in that time.
Yeah, like just like, take one day just to go back there and just.
Cause it just like time was so different back then. Just like
no now, social media.
Yeah, now you be in the club or you be at the party, just be so watered down. You got 100 people in the room. 80 of them on their phone, guaranteed, you know what I'm saying? Maybe the other 10, 15 drunk, you know what I'm saying? They the one getting recorded. So it's like, eating at a party, y'all just recording, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, back then, though, it was like, man, anything goes.
Yeah.
Anything. I ain't even got my phone on me. Like, I ain't had no cell phone. So it's like, I ain't even reachable. Like, when I go to the party, I'm in the party. Like,
I be thinking about that too, though. It's like, man, back in the day, you could just go out for a whole night and nobody could hear nothing from you. I be like, man, I bet it's a lot of people that just, I be so worried about some guys. Like, nowadays.
Because nowadays, you gotta have your phone on you. Like,
yeah.
My phone be dead for 30 minutes. I be feeling like, man.
Man, I be scared to let my phone die. I don't even. Like, I turn my phone off before I let my phone die.
Like, that's my music. Like, that's my calls, my texts. Like, I gotta do all that to my phone. So, yeah.
So, like, what? I know we talked about music earlier, but, like, I'm sort of interested. I know you listened to, like, you said Lil Baby?
Yeah.
So you like Lil Baby?
Yeah, I like Lil Baby. I like Lil Baby too, though.
I'm not a big. I feel like that's sort of like a new wave with like Lil Baby. I feel like him, shout out Rilo, him and Rilo sort of like remind me of each other because they sort of had like a fashion wave at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Along with the like Gunna too. Like they sort of had like that fashion wave that came along with it. Is that something that like inspired you too? Because I be seeing like you know the drip and all that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
no cap drip, the slack, all that slack.
Slack, drip. Slack. But yeah, like, I love the drip. I love the drip, man. Shout out to Gunna, boy. Shout out to whole wise here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the biggest Gunna fan, but I'm not
gonna sit up here
and lie, like, you know, he dressed.
Yeah, he be dripping, though. You feel him? Like,
and he brags about not having a stylist and all that.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. Like, but,
Oh.
Yeah.
I know you're big on shoes, too. Growing up, you know, you used to have all the J's.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, talk about that. You still in the shoes? Are you into just Nikes, you know what I'm saying? Adidas?
I love, all type of shoes, like, but, you know, of course, my J collection, I just try to stack it up higher and higher, but Reebok, you know what I'm saying? I used to wear my Reebok, like the ones I wore in Perfect Timing video, it was, like, one of my favorite pair of shoes. So, like, Reebok, Adidas. It don't matter. They clean on rock them.
Do you like Yeezys?
Yeezys, I mean, they cool. I feel like they overpriced. I feel like Kanye, they respectful, bro.
I feel like.
You need to cut down on prices, bro. All that crazy stuff you be saying, I mean, I'm already supposed to be buying your stuff already. But, like, you going to have a nerd and have it at $600, $700?
I remember it was like a. One of his new, like, I guess, releases, and it was like a shirt with like a hole in it.
Yeah, it was $1,000. I know what he's talking about. I'm like, man, he can start that, but I mean, Kanye straight though.
Yeah,
I guess you feel me.
Yeah.
He's straight.
Okay, you know.
I ain't got nothing to say about it.
He has a pretty like expanded mind. I like Kanye.
Yeah.
But something that interested me about him is I came across on YouTube the other night, because, you know, he was a producer before he started rapping.
Yeah.
And he had his whole, he had like a whole instrumental mixtape, like the songs he produced, like his first album of instrumentals. It actually went pretty hard.
Oh, yeah. Kanye hard to be like. I ain't got too much bad to say about Kanye, but the obvious. Mm-hmm. And I ain't got to say that because it's already been said.
Yeah.
So it's like.
So where do you think Montgomery would be if Dobie would have never gotten killed?
I think we would be like how Mobile is now times 10.
Yeah, because I think about that. Like, let's just say Dobie, if he were still alive today, let's see. He would be like. Because
you gotta think about everything that like happened, like after he died, like, cause he just wasn't the only one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just like,
cause yeah,
he
like,
kind of was like the driving force. It's just like Bron when he went to the Heat and they get all the way to the finals and Bron get hurt. It's yeah. just like, yeah, they weighed them good. You know what I'm saying? Could buy good, but
yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Like, Dopo take everybody there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but we had some other guy, like Lil Daddy. See me on Lil Daddy,
oh, yeah,
my boy.
Yeah, like that is turning up. Like, I still feel like we shook back. Like, we shook back. So, like, I ain't gonna lie. When he after like first when he died, it seemed like it was a dark cloud over the city.
Yeah, that's why I was like
a minute, like.
Yeah, cause that's why I was telling people, guys, like I was telling somebody this other day. I was like, but y'all don't understand this. When we were younger, like middle school, high school, Montgomery used to be more fun.
Yeah, like,
cause it's more entertainment brought to the city cause of Dope. Mm. Like, I remember there, we were supposed to have like a back to school bass going in eighth grade. Key, everybody was supposed to be there.
Yeah.
It's like, we wouldn't have nothing like that now. Cause like, I mean, we have people to bring them here. Like Lil Daddy's plugged up, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, they don't look at the city like that anymore. Like the city still has like a bad rap now.
Yeah, like Dope was like, I don't think nobody from Montgomery would do like what Doe did. Like, nobody. Like,
he's immortalized.
I don't care, like, how much you do. Like, even me, like, I could do everything. If I wanted to make beats or really learn how to do everything, like, I could do everything, be hard at it. I still feel me, to me, in my personal opinion, because he just, like, really seen that boy, like, come up, you know what I'm saying? Mm. With my own eyes.
And, like, I only seen Dobie in person one time. I feel like that moment, I'm pretty, like, appreciative of that. At the fair one day, I was like, man. I look back at that now, I'm like, man, I'm glad I got to see him.
I seen Dobie, like, 5-6 times. Like, ran into him, talked to him. Like, when I was working City Girl, he came in there. We had, like, conversations right before Baby Jesus dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, right before that July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
He coming there to get the pippins, whatever. We talking on whatever, just chopping it up. But yeah, I remember that though. I wish I would got a picture or something.
Yeah.
But
I wish I would have got to talk to him. I just saw him from a distance. Yeah. I didn't see how I like talk with him. I was like, man, that's dope.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie, that moment though, I ain't gonna lie, it was like, damn, I'm really talking to Dope. Like, it's crazy.
But, yeah. But it's other good stuff though.
But like, we still shook back, you know what I'm saying? Like, Junior Ball still go hard.
Yeah.
Junior Ball got locked up for a man, though, so that's why I feel like Junior Ball won, you know what I'm saying?
Momentum,
but Junior Ball go hard, though.
Yeah,
like, OG go hard.
RP
Fathead, man.
Yeah, RP Fathead, man. Fathead, man. That's
RP Fathead, man.
That's,
I done had a couple runners with Fathead, too, and I was, like, young, like.
I remember Fathead. Yeah, I remember he used to be in Willie Park all the time because my grandma stays in Willie Park.
Yeah.
So, like, he's had, like, a blue Donk that used to be, like, parked in the front. And I used to always drive by and see. I used to be like, man, I wonder whose car that is.
Cars,
they're like, that's Fathead's car. I like Fathead.
It's that red and the yellow car, but I'll never forget that car.
Yeah, man, that's another Montgomery legend.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you think you can achieve the most of your – do you think you could reach your potential being in Montgomery?
No, not my full potential.
So you think you had to, like, get out? Like, I hear a lot of guys, like, talk about how they had to, like, you know, flee the cities because there's so much negativity or because it's just, like, only so much you could do. Like, if I, like, want to shoot movies and I live in, like, you know what I'm saying, like, Jackson, Mississippi. Shout out to Jackson. I love it. But it's only, like, so many, you know, it's only so much I could do with that, you know? Like, if I want to be, like, a swimsuit model, and I live in, like, Detroit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know? But
feel like you gotta put yourself like in the right area. Like, I mean, of course you can get the work done and like still be a good what you do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you at. But like, if I go to somewhere where like this is actually known for getting off at, then it's just like I can work 10 times harder and I can make 10 times more money. It's just like,
yeah, sometimes make more sense, you know. Sometimes the shine is in the struggle though. Cause like, yeah, when I look at like Jerry PA, like when I look at him shoot his video, cause he's from like Detroit, and like he still shoots his videos like into like the hood in Detroit, and that's what just makes it that much better. Cause like, you know, a lot of people go to Atlanta, like you can shoot like the high quality music videos.
Yeah.
But he still shoots like the gritty, like,
yeah, like
Detroit, like all the beats sound the same, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like guns in the videos, all that,
like man,
run down houses, all that, like that's like, just what makes it like special.
That what I'm saying, like the struggle. You said something about that shine, the struggle though. Can't lie.
Yeah.
But it's just like coming up with that, even with the camera, like just crossing over, like it wasn't easy at all.
Why you
like,
said that?
Easy. Cause like I ain't really had like nobody to like go to be like, man, well, I knew like people that did it. But like I ain't wanna, you know, I'm kinda like a self learner for real. So like I just more went on YouTube and like I ain't really want nobody like feel like I was like, you know what I'm saying, just like bugging them on us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was like, I just learned my own. So just went on YouTube, learned tutorials, whatever. And like I still had like my struggles, but like things weren't turning out how I thought they were supposed to turn out, or I wasn't making what I thought I should be making, you know what I'm saying?
So do you think there's any shame in reaching out to artists? Like,
oh,
if you're
no.
a videographer?
Because no.
I seen guys, who was it? I seen Juice WRLD, I think it was Juice WRLD, and XXXTentacion. It was one or the other reached out to each other, and he would like blow him up before I think it was Trippie Redd. He used to reach out. Nah, Juice WRLD used to reach out to Trippie Redd, and he would like DM him like, hey, bro, what's up? I rock with this. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I do this, I do that, send him links and all that. He wouldn't respond.
Yeah.
And then like when he blew up, he finally like DM'd him back. He was like, oh, you know what I'm saying?
That's how that
it is.
Be like.
Because a lot of people look at that as like, you know, riding. But
I mean, me personally, I link up with like, I just be trying to get that work in for real.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, especially your work good, you know what I'm saying? Like, the song good. Like, I'm an artist too, so, like,
mm-hmm.
if I want to, like, get on the song, actually rap on the song with you,
mm-hmm.
I will, but 9 times out of 10, I'll be like, man, let me just shoot a video. Like, it's hard. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't even want to mess up a song, or, you know, even if I can make the song better,
mm-hmm.
I'd rather just let you have it. Let me just shoot a video and we both can, like, just have fun with, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I ain't got no problem with that. I reach out all the time, like, you know, if you want to shoot something, hit me up, you know. I'm here, you hear me?
Mm-hmm. What's some unreleased videos that you shot that you saw? Oh, before we get into that, how long does it take for you to actually, like, edit the videos? And what are some of your, like, well, I don't want to give you secrets out, but how long does it take?
Probably, like, maybe 1 or 2 days, maybe. Like, if her really just, like, in there, like, I ain't got nothing else to do, or, like, just in the lab, probably, like, 4 hours, 5 hours, depending on the song.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time. Like, so, like, you break it down, probably, like, 2 hours in the morning if I go do something, you know, 2 hours, then really go lock in that night.
Yeah.
Just lock in, just go on and finish it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I feel like you're, like, locked in, like, the whole time, because, like, it seems like you have to put so much like detail into it because like nowadays like sometimes music videos can get like repetitive, people doing like the same stuff. Because I don't know if you remember like when Locka Films, like Famous Dex started like blowing up.
Yeah.
And his, they started doing like the little drawing thing.
Yeah,
like the
glow effects and all that.
Yeah, yeah, then you looked up and like most people were doing that. But it seems like you're trying to do something like different. Like through your eyes, you're trying to put your vision, put your stamp onto the video.
Yeah, like I play with like the effects like here and there. But I really like that more like cinematic feel. Like that's why I like AZ production.
Yeah,
like,
AZ
videos. Like he don't really use, you know what I'm saying, that much.
He uses effect. More so filters. I like his filters.
Yeah, yeah, like filters and overlays, you know what I'm saying? It really don't be like no just crazy, you know what I'm saying? Cause I feel like them videos sometimes they don't age the best, like sometimes, like, a couple years from now, like, you gonna look back at a video of all them effects, like, crazy effects that was going crazy in 2016, and you gonna look at it now, it look like, man, I can't even watch these.
Yeah.
You know, there's too much going on.
But some of them, I feel like, age like fine wine. Like, my favorite, I have a lot of favorite music videos,
yeah.
But my one of my favorite in particular that I go back to look at is What's Up by Lil Reese, Fredo Santana, and Lil Durk.
Yeah.
And it's just black and white, and it's like a gritty recording.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's so, I don't know, I feel like it ages well.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Some of them do age well, but like, just like, you just going crazy, just doing the face on everything. It's just like,
yeah,
I don't know, you know, how this. I don't even know they're gonna even be around in a year.
Yeah,
same effect, you know what I'm saying? So like,
or is this gonna look like so played out?
Yeah, that's why.
Man, that's old school.
That's why I don't really try to hop like on like the trendy stuff too much. You know, like it's cool to dip and dab in it, but like, they ain't gonna be my main style. You feel me?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, that's something that I definitely look at because I have a passion for looking at music videos. So I actually like look for stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's a segment from Genius, like, you know, Rap Genius has like a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And it's called Deconstructed, which is the production, and then they have another one which is for the actual music videos. I forgot what it's called. But it's like they get the director of the music videos and he just like talks about what he did.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
And I saw the one for like Plain Jane by A$AP Ferg, and I saw for Walking Like I Talk by Migos. Mm. It was interesting how much detail they actually like put in. And the way they like talk about making it, they make it seem so easy. Like, like how you talk about, I just go in there and do this and that. I just work for a couple hours. But it's really like more that you have to put into it. It's a lot that you don't see.
Yeah, it's like.
And videographers don't get that much credit for it. Just like producers don't get credit for music. Like videographers are like.
I definitely feel like. But this decade, I definitely feel like this is like the year of like the creators, you know what I'm saying? Like the producers, photographers. Like every day I'm on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Entrepreneurs is going crazy right now. Like whatever they're doing, whether they make clothes out of clothes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all type of crazy stuff going on right now.
Yeah, and that's something I noticed too. Like, I think Metro Boomin, like, all right, Sizzle, Southside from 808 Mafia, 808 Mafia boss.
Yeah.
Him and G Herbo, I feel like every now and again, you know, you have a producer that blows up. But I feel like now it's more so producers are getting more and more respect. And I feel like that's just like a gateway leading to videographers getting more and more respect.
Like how
Take Heath blew up, Sizzle, Metro
like,
Boomin.
It's like a domino effect. Like Pierre, you know what I'm saying?
Pierre Bourne,
Who else is it like we're going? Of course, Take Heath.
Yeah, Take Heath.
Like, they just young. Jason May, want to do the baby them
piece.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But I definitely feel like it's finna come in.
Yeah, so what I think is, I think it's transitioning more so, you know, like it went to the producers, so they're getting like a little more shine out. I think it's gonna go more to videographers. And then you gotta look up like Locka Films, you gotta look up and be like, it's a household name. Like Metro Boomin's like a household name now.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's something that's interesting to me. So when do you plan on taking the next step?
Every day I'm trying to take the next step. Every day.
Cause I feel like if you're in Atlanta, like, I feel like you would, like, focus on one thing more than another. Like, you might want to focus on, like, photography. Or you might focus on just rapping.
Yeah.
Or you might focus on just fashion.
Yeah, and it's, like, one thing, like, I kind of struggled with last year. Like, when I used to get in one mode, I couldn't get out that mode. It kind of, like, messed me up. You feel me? So, like, when I draw, like, for example, when I draw a Perfect Timing video, like, I was in real rap mode. Like, I been did that song, but when I tried the video, and, like, they got good feedback or whatever, I was like, man, I really, like, keep rapping, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really try to shoot nothing for that whole, like, week, 2 week span, you know what I'm saying? Because I was just, like, I'm rapping.
So you feel like that sort of, like, slowed you down, like, took you off pace, like, your momentum from actually, like, shooting music videos, you rapping? So So you basically feel like you had to balance everything at the same time?
Yeah, because it's, like, this past year, I just went through so much. So it was like, man, I just need to really try something different. I need to express myself in a different way. So, like, that's how I started doing the rapping, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, man, the camera, it just wasn't doing it for me as far as, like, making me happy, like, at the time, how I supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, man, I just want to do something else, like, just try something. Then once I get my mind right, I get back on the feel me? But it did help though. Like that's how I know. Like it helped, but it did just like I don't know the reason I did it because the but I found out I could rap. So it like so it's you, a win-win for me for real, for real.
So do you write your music or are you like a, I know like the Glory Boys talk about doing this. Like they'll have like certain. It's not necessarily freestyling, but they'll have like certain lines in their head that they just
like,
remember.
It's kind of both. Like. Sometimes, like, if I think of something, I might just write it down. Like, if it's just hard, like, I just write it down. But, like, sometimes I have a couple lines in my head that I just be singing all day that, like, just kind of pop up out of nowhere. Then once I go on a yo, I just start with them or put them somewhere in the song, then just kind of work around it and just go.
Yeah, because honestly, I feel like, all right, you know how, like, the old heads, like Joe Budden. Shout out to Joe Budden.
Shout out to Joe.
But, like, the old heads, like, Nasty Nas and all of them, and, like, they talk about the new music of the day. They're like, yeah, it has no substance, this and that. I feel like it does have substance because guys are being genuine. Like, like Lil Baby and talking about, you know, 401Ks.
Yeah, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? He's being himself. Like,
so, like, I have to respect that. And he's just making music. He's having fun with it.
Because, like, even back in the day, like, all they music is not serious.
Yeah, it's
like,
not serious. Like, it's meant to have
fun. Even y'all
name,
y'all be trying to get on our name. They talk about some of y'all old rappers' names, like LL Cool J.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
That the best? Ice-T?
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'd be sick if I... Like, I'd be sick if Chief Keef went to the booth and just tried to be very lyrical. Cause it's just like, no, you can't. Like, that's not
the thing. I don't want to hear that, man. I want to hear Chief Keef trying to rap like Pop, man. Like, that's why I want to hear what he on. Like, that's why I like to hear Young Boy. Like, Young Boy, he made me turn up. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, I really want to, like, you know what I'm saying? Get somebody in front of me like, man, let's throw hands. That's what Young Boy do. When I listen to Young Boy, feel me? Yeah. I don't want, for example, I don't want J. Cole to try to do that to me when I listen to him.
Yeah.
Like, you going to get my mind right. Everybody, like, do what they supposed to do.
Yeah, it's different levels. Me, personally, I'm a guy that likes to see, like, artists have fun with it. Like, guy like Sada Baby. Like, when Lil Uzi first came out, I don't really like him now. You know, but like, Sada Baby, for example, like, he's got to, like, when I watch his music videos and when I watch him perform, or even just rap, like, it looks like he's, like, having fun. And that's why I like to see, like, when the artist has fun with
like,
it.
Yeah, like, the baby, you can tell he had fun.
Yeah, because I feel like if you're not your biggest fan, like, if you don't like your music, why would I like it? So it's just like...
It's just about the vibe, man. It's the vibes. That's good. What it's about, man. You ain't got a good vibe, don't come around me.
Hey, so how long does it take for you to actually, like, shoot a music video? Like, because I know I see like, behind the scenes of, like, music video shoots with rappers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I wonder how long it, like, actually takes. Because they'll get, like, different angles. Yeah. And, like, how do they actually, like, sync the music in with, like, the words?
It really all depends on, like, what you shooting at. How long the song is, like, what's the scenery, or, like, what's the, like, theme of the music video, like, what y'all, like, what the artist want to do, you know, what's your idea, what can you bring, so, like, sometimes, on the average, maybe, like, if we just shooting it one day, probably, like, maybe three hours,
I didn't know you had, like, different sessions with the artist.
Yeah, like, 3.5, maybe, but, you know, maybe he want to shoot a day scene, then shoot a night scene. So we probably shoot one, or, you know what I'm saying, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, then come back at 8 o'clock to 9:30 or 10, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And one thing I like about organic Montgomery, like, music videos is that, like, Montgomery is, you know, actually downtown is, like, very pretty.
Yeah.
And, like, it has parts downtown that aren't so pretty, or by close to downtown that aren't so pretty. So it's like you get the best of both worlds. Yeah. Then you see, like, the little, you know.
Yeah, like, it's, you can turn right off downtown. It'd be the prettiest spot. You right in the trenches in Red Crescent.
I personally.
Right on North.
Yeah, so I personally like that, to see, like, the music videos, like, that are so HD with the abandoned house.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know, it's just like a.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying, though, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, me, I'm more organic. I like more natural, so I like the gritty, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I like the grind. Yeah. That's what, you know, you don't grind, you don't shine.
But, yeah, but, like, really, once I started shooting the camera, like, the basketball, really, that's when, like, you know, like, just like a basketball, you know what I'm saying? The game, say, for example, the game, y'all play 20 minutes a half.
Mm-hmm.
The game is only 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our average person gonna come to the game, like, man, say you going off in the game, like, he going off. Like, I really wonder how long, like, what all he do, like. But they don't know how long you had to work on your handles, you know what I'm saying, in the off season. So, like, how much weight you had to lift, you know what I'm saying, to be dugging those folks like that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or to even have the stamina, to how many miles you had to run to not be tired in the fourth quarter, all that type of stuff. Like, they don't see that. Just like, they don't see what, you know what I'm saying, how you edit the videos and all that. And everything that go behind it, they just see when it come out, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They don't see.
And, like, have you ever, like, been, like, in a rush, like, in such a rush to, like, edit a video?
Yeah.
That, like, oh, man, I got to get this to him by tomorrow. Or, like, ever had a guy, like, have to, like, push back his release because, like, you didn't, like, really, like, finish the video or something?
Not because I ain't finished. I had to have him post because, like, I had, like, a raggedy Mac. Like, before I had a Mac, now I had, like, a raggedy Mac. So, like, I finish the video, like, I'll be finished with it, and it'll just shut down, like, I swear.
So, like, it would, like, erase all the data?
No, it wouldn't erase nothing, it just, like, cut off, and I cut it back on, it'd be exactly, like, it'll take a little minute to cut on, but it'd be exactly what I had it, and it just, like, it kind of, like, it overheat, and it just cut off, you know what I mean? So, like, it takes so much to save the video off the software, like, it, you feel it heating up, so sometimes, like, I literally wouldn't be able to save the video. Like, I'd be done with it, but I had to hear more. Like, hey, man, my computer tripping, bro. Like, I'm going to have to, like, save it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to wait till it cool down. I know you say you want to drop it at 7 this time or tonight, but let's drop it, you know what I'm saying? If it takes too long, just drop it tomorrow. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, never just because I ain't just have it or I ain't do it. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
So has it ever gotten, like, stressful for you? So, like, actually, like...
Oh, yeah, like, sometimes, like, when I shoot, like, at an event somewhere, and, like, I want to go and have it out the next day, like, and that event may be, like, that night when I shot it. Like, it probably be, like, 2 in the morning by the time I get home, and I probably want to go and have it out, because if you don't get out the next day, it's pretty much old, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, after that, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, you get it, try to at least get it out by, like, 10, 12... But that could be, that's like the only time I be like trying to rush, like, my nigga on, like, post on Instagram before I need to go do this, cause I know I ain't gonna have time to, so I need to go on and do this. That's like the only time, like, I'd have been rushing, like, man, I ain't gonna be able to get no sleep. I'm running off, like, 3-4 hours of sleep. Yeah, like.
But are you, like, cool with it, or has it, like, your passion turned into a job? Cause I feel like that's sometimes about basketball, like, I'd be like, dang, man, yeah. it doesn't even seem yeah. like, you know.
Like, last year I struggled. That's like another struggle I had last year. Like, I felt like I was treating it so much like a job. It wasn't even fun no more. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't even fun. That's why I had to, like, kind of just leave it alone. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, I was just abusing it. Like, so worried about just, like, man, like, I'm trying to just grow. Like, I need to just get better and better. To the point, like, sometimes they'll drive you crazy. Mm-hmm. And you just think about, like, man, you just come too obsessed with it. You feel me? Yeah. You don't give it no room. And everything going the way you plan, just like, you start to lose it. So that one thing, I'm just like, man, I got to have fun with it for anything. If I ain't have fun with it, I got to put it down. Like,
yeah, that's how I feel about basketball. It's like, man, I'm playing my best ball when I'm just having fun.
Yeah.
And it's like when, you know, I don't have as much pressure on myself. It's like, man, yeah. I just got hoops.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, so like, hoops. Yeah, like, yeah. like, it ain't nothing like just a regular pickup game with, like, the best people, you know what I'm saying? And then you get in the real game, the vibe be kind of different, you know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah.
like, okay, my coach, if I take this shot, I know my coach probably going to say something. If I miss it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if I make it, it gonna turn up the team. It gonna turn on me. It gonna turn up the crowd. Like, yeah. So it's like.
But sometimes you just got.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta do it. Like my team may get mad if I take it. I mean, they know I ain't selfish, so it's like.
Yeah.
You just gotta just live with it.
So yeah, tell us again what projects you got coming out soon.
I got a couple of tapes I plan on dropping this year. That next one, I don't even know what to say the name of right now. I ain't going to wait on the name. Right. But the clothing line, maybe you should be on the lookout for that. Maybe we should. The YouTube show, definitely be on the lookout for new episodes dropping. A lot of new heat finna drop. A lot of new videos finna drop. Actually, Wale the Sensei, shout out to my boy. He just dropped a video we did like a month ago. He just dropped that this morning. I just got a notification on my phone, so shout out Wally.
Oh,
I gotta run it up.
And do you have any collaboration with Sauce World? Like, Big Ant, like Sauce Talk. It's like a new thing in Montgomery. It's like basically like for sneakerheads, and I know they should.
Like, I know you're talking about.
Shout out Big Ant. Shout out Big Ant.
I ain't get that yet. But I plan on.
Yeah, I got a link. I love to see that.
Yeah.
Sauce Talk, Big Ant.
Yeah, I had seen my partner Deezer with them. Shout out Deezer. Mm-hmm. But I seen them with them, y'all.
Yeah. And what's your social media for everybody?
Man, my Instagram, 1J Norman _. My Twitter, _1J Norman. Facebook, Justin Norman. I'm trying to think about what social media. Snapchat, YN _J Norman. Whatever. Y'all link, y'all get at me, man. Book me. I got the low numbers right now, too. So,
I hear you.
So, I know it's holiday season. Y'all just got holiday season. So, like, I'm very, you know what I'm saying, considerate. So, y'all just hit my phone. Shout out to A-Rod, baby. This is podcast, you know what I mean? The A-Rod podcast. Told y'all I was going to have a name for you before I got out here. And we just, that's just what it is.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you coming through, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I'll holler at y'all later.
Yes, sir.
All right, this is a game I like to do on my show. It's called This or That. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to name something, and then I'm going to give you two options. You name which one you'd rather have.
Gotcha.
All right, East Coast or West Coast?
West Coast.
Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac.
Country or city?
City. I like the country, though. I ain't going to lie. I like the country, though.
L.A. Beach or South Beach, Miami?
You said L.A. Beach or South Beach?
Mm-hmm.
I ended up in L.A. before, so I don't even know. So I guess I gotta say, I've been Miami when I was like young, y'all. So I don't even count that either. So if I had to just choose, Miami. Mm.
A.I. or Kyrie?
A.I.
Kawhi or LeBron?
LeBron, but I ain't gonna disrespect Kyrie like that, cause I did kind of answer that quick, like it wasn't no.
Yeah.
Kyrie champion. But I just feel like one on one, I feel like AI just gives Kyrie gives to him too.
Yeah,
AI little, but AI he watched AI first. So.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
IG or Twitter?
Oh, that's got a funny way, because Instagram, cause it benefit me just what I do, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But Twitter, like, it's hilarious. Like, Twitter, we have some funny things. So that got to be a tie, bro.
Nah.
That got to be a tie.
That's all. Yeah, man, I appreciate you coming through, bro. All
right, so look, I'm doing mine, yours. Okay. So...
I was sort of like freestyling with some of these because it was like I had wrote them down for her, and then some like women stuff. Oh, you got something for me?
Yeah, or you can just add me. What's your top five rappers?
My top five rappers.
And why that's your top five? And I was gonna say my top five rappers. Why that my top five?
All right, my top five rappers are, and this isn't in any order. All right,
you ain't gotta put in order.
So I got Dobie first because you know it's Dobie. I'm from Montgomery, had a big impact on me.
Yeah.
And Gucci Mane is the GOAT to me.
Yeah, Gucci Mane put a lot of work in. He made like he put a lot of folks on.
And he's very lyrical too. Lil Wayne just
shout out Lil Wayne.
Category. I'm just not thinking right now, for real. I don't want to say Tupac.
Because typical.
All right, Dace Osama. Yeah. He's at like a Detroit route. He got killed. But he's tough.
Yeah.
And last but not least, I say Fredo Santana.
Friendly, you got to Santana. I thought you loved Santana.
Yeah. Who about you?
I know my top five. No order. Of course, we got Dole. You know, from Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
Seen him come up. No, he ain't lying about nothing. He talking about Tupac, because he came in the game. You know, he changed the world. And that's like who I really look at, like, as far as like getting the max out yourself. Like, he only died when he was 25, but like, he already did, like, 6 movies. Yeah. Had like 8-9 albums.
Yeah, sometimes I think like, man, if you were 26 when he died, it'd be like a whole lot out. Like a whole lot more out.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always keep that in mind. Like, he was 25. He had all that. He wasn't even his prime on. I still think he was getting like,
yeah. Like, if he were 27 when he died, it'd be like this. Two songs that we still listen to today.
Yeah, like, to me, I mean, don't disrespect Big. I like Biggie, feel. But to me, it really ain't no comparison. To me, because Big got two projects, Ready to Die and what's the second one? Life After Death. Mm-hmm. Tupac got like 10 albums. Like, all of them. Like, not all of them that go hard, because, of course, he ain't put all of them together himself. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but it's still some of his songs, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, and they hard. Like, then he did 11 months in jail between that. So, he pretty much only did 24 years, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, like, man, that's crazy. Like, he's a guy, his catalog, he's a two-timer. Then I got J. Cole at number 3. Well, not no order, but J. Cole, just because you went to college, you know what I'm saying? He's the hoop. Like, it's kind of like the same. I can relate, definitely, like, on his level. Like, he ain't really grow no father. I ain't grow no father, for real. So, like, I can definitely relate to Cole.
Shout out Ungeeky too.
Then you got Future just, he like a wizard. Like, he really is a wizard. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, I don't even know how to explain it. You feel me? Like,
I know what you mean. Some guys just know how to put out good music.
Yeah, like, he's like a great artist. Like, he can write a song. Like, man, Future, shout out to Future, bro. Shout out to Wizard. Then last, Young Dolph is the reason, and the main reason why I had, like, really wanted to start my business. Like, even one for Young Dolph, he really gave me that extra confidence to be like, man, I'm finna put my money to the side, man, go on cash, I'll just get what I want to get.
Shout out
to be a boss, like, be my own boss. Like,
shout out to Young Dolph. The only problem I have with Young Dolph is Key Glock. And I like the music, but the only problem with them is they sound the exact same.
Oh yeah, but I think like pretty much all Memphis, like Block Boy sounds just like them. So it's like
a little bit.
So it's just like, I don't know, but yeah, Young Dolph, like, he really like,
shout out Paper Route.
Oh yeah, shout out Paper Route. Like, he really like, they be screaming, go get the money. Yeah, like, go get it. Like, it's there, go get it. Yeah. Like, and once I started hooping, it was just like, man, I got too much time on hand, like, too much time. Like, you know, are you hooping, like, you really don't got no schedule on your own, for real. Like, it's like, okay, in the morning, I got to go to the gym, get the weight room, give me, like, 200 shots in, and do this, give me some rest, you know what I'm saying? Go back, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have no day. So, like, when I stopped, it was just like, man, I got too much time on my hands, like, I can go do that, and I still on like 3-4 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even using that, so
yeah.
That's why I was like, man, I need to like do something, like give me some money. Like, I'm light, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Camera. So shout it out, man. So yeah.
Gotta make it happen.
Oh yeah.
I like that.
So.
Man, like I said, I appreciate you coming, man. This is pretty special for me, my first interview. So.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Appreciate you for having me, dog.